The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Oh, the Federal Reserve should be independent. The president has the right to voice his opinion. And the bottom line is that the Federal Reserve has been very, very wrong on this tariff issue. They've been saying it's going to cause inflation, And they've done that while the European Central Bank has been cutting rates a lot because inflation appears, by everybody's standards, to be just about under control.
Yeah, that is Kevin Hassett there on this issue with the Federal Reserve and Jerome Powell. And yesterday, the president was asked on the tarmac, do you think Jerome Powell is going to resign? And he goes, well, I don't know if he's going to or not. I wish he would, was his comment. Where do we go with this? We have Ty Lassiter with us with Lassiter Capital. And Ty, welcome into the show. How are you?
I'm great, Mark. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. What's your take on what Hassett had to say there, that central banks in Europe have been cutting interest rates, and prior to the election, Jerome Powell cut interest rates, and suddenly he has no interest in cutting any interest rates?
Yeah, I think it's twofold. I think he first started cutting rates and didn't see the impact that he was wanting to see early on, and he's facing the end of his career, and he doesn't want to make drastic moves that he could perceive as negatively impacting his, I guess you could call it legacy, whatever you want to call it. But then I think it's at this point, there's some spite out of it as well. And because Trump has come in polarizing as he is and set expectations of what he thinks needs to be done, now Powell's just looking at it and saying, well, I'm not going to do that. And I think at the end of the day, we've got a couple of factors that are really keeping our economy from seeing the ultimates of a recession and a quasi-repeat of 2008.
Yeah. Yeah. You worry about that. I mean, you do. And I see what happened in 2008 and the dramatic impact it had on American savings and particularly for people near retirement. And I'm not saying that just because hopefully I'm 6 or 7 years away from that, but it strikes me that the time might be ripe. I mean, it would be like adding jet fuel to this economy if he announced a 0.5% drop in the interest rate, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, history repeats itself, and there's different facets of history that are different each time it does. And certainly we've got different dynamic issues going into what we're seeing in this economy versus 2008. But a 0.5% drop has a huge impact because right now, as we said, 77% of Americans can't afford to purchase their own home. And not all Americans are home purchasers. And I think we're seeing a shift in the quote American dream. You've got young millennials and Gen Zers, those who can afford a home, they're not wanting to tie themselves into one single home. They're wanting some flexibility. And I've seen a number of them start leasing in two different places, wow, maybe in a Florida or a Dallas or a Florida and up in the Northeast. And we've got more flexibility with employers now at this point that allows for that. And so, you know, not everybody is a home buyer, but that also drives the builder and investor market that do create homes. And at the end of the day, whether a individual or a family wants to own or rent, we still have to have the supply. And right now there's a significant demand for product because demand is outpacing supply by about 30% for affordable housing across the United States.
Ty, are there any names you could throw out there as far as who you'd like to see replace Powell?
Oh, goodness. I mean, I think we've got two strong candidates in both of the Kevins that we're looking at right now. But I think ultimately at the end of the day, it needs to be a non-career politician and somebody that understands the both business impact and the economic impact of what that position holds. And somebody that is also working hand in hand with the way that Trump is approaching our economy right now. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, we've got somebody who is attacking the problems that we have in the economy based on his background in real estate. And real estate is like turning a large ship versus focusing on Wall Street, which is more like turning a jet boat. And I think Trump knows that he can make one tweet or have a couple of people make comments and it impacts Wall Street. His focus right now is on Main Street. So we need somebody that sits in that position that is also focused on Main Street, because it's the main middle Americans who are impacted the most right now with what's going on in the economy and significantly impacted by the out of control interest rates across the board.
Yeah. Tell us about Lassiter Capital, Ty. What do you guys primarily do there?
Absolutely. We do focus on housing. We focus on affordable housing across the United States, and we partner with investors. We've got about 700 investors across the United States that are looking for what I call the four keys to investment success. And that's, they want passive cash flow. They want equity growth and appreciation in their investments, and they want tax advantages. And so we offer those four key criteria through our private investment offerings as we invest in multifamily and single family housing across the United States.
Sure. You know, and as we look at this, the frustrating part for most people who maybe don't understand this as deeply is that even if we got, let's say, a 0.5% cut in interest rates, that's not a guarantee that mortgage rates are going to come down. That's the maddening part about this.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. And even if they do come down, like I said, we've got a significant demand issue. Yeah. Really supply issue right now. So even if the interest rates do come down on the residential housing, what it's going to do is it's going to increase the price, because right now people are sitting on their house and not selling them, because they know that if they do sell their house, where are they going to go right now?
Yeah.
And so once they do start moving and the interest rates go down, it's going to increase the price of the home. However, I think that's a better avenue than the high interest rates, because the value of the home increases over time based on supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
But when you lock into a 30-year mortgage with a high interest rate, you can't calculate that into the value of the home at that point. And so these interest rates do need to come down a little bit, and then we need to see builders building again to start correcting the supply curve.
It's a great point. Ty Lassiter, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mark.
You bet. CEO of Lassiter Capital, and obviously a great deal of interest in the real estate market and home building and all that stuff. I don't know what happens. I think what we're hearing here is pressure really starting to build on Jerome Powell. My take. The latest statistics came out showed that the United States got a big boost financially from these tariffs. Powell was wrong about that, as he's been wrong about a number of other things. They were telling everybody it was going to lead to inflation. Not only is it not leading to inflation, it's leading to more government revenue, which is what Donald Trump said was going to happen. And he's running out of excuses. And at some point, as Ty suggested there, you have to look at it almost like he's not doing it out of some personal dislike of Trump, which is not his, that's not his job. His emotions should not play a role in how he's running the Fed. So my guess is there's a lot of pressure building on him to get the hell out of there, and it couldn't come too soon.
Get more at 971talk.com.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.